I don't think they're quite ready yet, so let's try one more time.
Morning, everybody. Sunday school report was really nice this morning. We had 101 people here for Sunday school, which is fantastic. That includes 14 visitors, which is also great. But I'm going to talk real quick about role models. People have role models. You know, we all have a role model growing up. I think Sunday school classes should also have role models. And that role model today should be all of our other classes should look up to the Crusaders class. Now, Crusaders class has five members. Four of those were present, which is a pretty great percentage. But they also had five visitors, which is fantastic. So, you know, double their number. So we should all try to do that. You know, Mark, our class needs to, you know, bring twice as many people, have about 50 or 60 people. It'd be great. So all of our classes need to look up to the Crusaders fantastic job. But 101 in Sunday school this morning, a lot more have come in. And I just want to welcome you all to New Salem Baptist Church. We're excited to have you on this beautiful day. Come out here and worship with us. We're going to have a great service.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got a few things. Frank and Gloria are getting a new church director together for us, and they've got a draft in the back. So on your way out today or sometime, check that and make sure the information that's in there is correct. And if you want to add something to it, go ahead and do that. If you're comfortable leaving your cell phone number, go ahead and do that. If not, you could leave it off. And if you do provide a cell phone number, check there if it's okay to send you a text. I know people text today, and so if you'd like that, just check that box. And as soon as they get that done, they'll get everybody a copy of it. But it's in a folder back there in a notebook on that table as you go out this morning. So stop and take time to look at that tonight or tomorrow and get that done. And the New Salem Fire Department would like to thank everybody that came out Friday night to the fish fry. Say they had a great turnout, raised $4,200. So praise the Lord. That's good for our fire department. And I want to thank everybody that came and brought a dessert, too. They appreciate what was done. And deacons meeting tonight after the service, so you men, please stay for that for just a few minutes. This coming Friday, April 19th, the Dade County Singing Convention, they'll have their singing here at the church starting at 7:30, and then they'll have dinner. If you'd like to come take part of that, they'd be glad to have you. And if you bring food, please remember no nut products in the fellowship hall at all. And on Wednesday, May the 8th, we're going to go down and be with the youth, join them in a service, and after that, they're going to have a spaghetti dinner. We're going to eat and fellowship with them. Before. And that, what?
Before.
Oh, before? Okay, before, and then we'll have the service after. And if you think, well, that's just the youth department. I'm not going down there. There's nothing going on down there. Would you see the bulletin this morning? 7 people saved Wednesday night.
Amen.
7. Amen. So you won't waste your time. You go down there and see what's taking place. I appreciate all those that work with young people. You know, God doesn't give us all the same talents, and that's not mine. But those that are down there, I appreciate what you do. Stand this morning to say that. And the Alabama School of Gospel Music, if you would like to go or if you already have an application, Miss Sue needs those back by April the 19th. The school will be June 3rd through the 14th down in Boaz. 3rd through the 14th. So you got those applications, get them back into Miss Sue before the 19th. Have any birthdays or anniversaries?
Christine had a birthday.
Where you at, Snooki? Christine had a birthday. Snooki, did you have a birthday? Anniversary?
Yeah.
Had an anniversary. Stand up, Christine. All right.
Is this anniversary back here?
No.
All right.
How many?
Anniversary up here?
28.
Oh, my.
Five.
All right.
Years.
We got birthdays in there.
What
are
you
going to
do first?
Let's do the birthdays first.
All right.
Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you.
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Ray, would you ask God's blessing on our offering, please?
Thank you.
317.
living glory. By and by, I'll tell and sing the story.
Tell us
where on earth, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I live in glory.
Glory,
by and by. By the smile that I wear,
by the smile that I wear. Blood atoning,
first thing I talked to the preacher this morning, he was telling me about the seven young people who had accepted Christ.
Amen.
We, a couple summers ago, started working on a song in singing school. And David told me that's what he had picked out for the special today. And it's probably a pretty fitting song. Because those seven people who've accepted Christ now have had their sins washed away.
Amen.
And you know, they probably remember, and you may remember. But God says, what sins are you talking about?
Amen.
Because he's washed those sins away. For all of us who have accepted him. Okay? What sins are you talking about?
When the flesh becomes weak.